All right, we're here with Dave Kasabian, CMO of Yooz, and we're so excited that like this is one of your first podcasts that we get to get all the good information.
That's right.
So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't know. I mean, Yooz, we just had this conversation a little bit off camera. tell us about the structure of Yooz, because it's a much bigger company than I thought when we first had this convo.
Yeah, so we're a global company. It was actually founded in France. Been in the U.S. for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
In the U.S. And we've got thousands of customers globally, and we're about 400 employees at this point, and continuing to grow 30 to 40% every year.
That's incredible. So Yooz is it's a new entrant, really, to auto in its timeline, right? So there's not a lot of people that really know what you all do. So can you give us just like the really quick?
Sure. So we automate the purchase to payment process in the finance organizations of all companies, but auto dealerships are our biggest vertical that we're in. So we have hundreds of customers that are auto dealers of all sizes, and we really automate the invoice to payment process for them. So take that from a manual process that takes lots of time and effort and has lots of errors to an automated process that allows them to do it more quickly at lower cost and allow them to focus more on driving their business versus managing those back office processes.
Yeah, I mean, in auto specifically, everybody is talking about how do we, because we have a talent gap. Right. And I think every industry right now is experiencing this talent gap. Like, how do we do things that historically we've had bunches of people in an office doing that have a lot of legacy knowledge and can do it? And how do we make sure that we streamline the talent that we have and leverage technology to do that?
Right.
How does you see this like leveraging technology instead of replacing people with technology?
Right. So that's a really good point. The way people have traditionally dealt with that is throwing more people at a process. We look at it as how do we take technology, apply it to that process so that it takes less time and that you can build that knowledge that you're talking about that the individuals have, build that into the technology so that it's consistent and it's controlled so that you know it's happening the same way each time and you have the visibility to be able to check on it and audit it and make sure that it is accurate. So it provides that level of control, but it also frees up those people with that industry knowledge to be focusing on the more important things that are more strategic to the business rather than on those manual processes.
Call it the drudgery.
Yes, exactly. Nobody loves doing the same thing every day and like they're just, you know, hammering on a rock. It's really trying to free people up from that and at the same time saving money by doing it. So looking for those opportunities.
Yeah, it sounds like a real win-win.
Yeah, it is a win-win.
You can reduce the cost, but you can also reduce the time, which is, and we all know time is money as well.
There you go, yeah.
Who are the people in the store that you end up speaking to the most? I assume it's back office.
Yeah.
Who else? Like, who's your target decision maker?
Yeah, so we're typically talking, it depends a little bit on the size of the dealership, but we're typically talking to the controller, CFO, and sometimes the CEO or owner. And really talking about how their process works, and how many rooftops they have, how many invoices they process. All those things help us understand what their needs are and what we can do for them. Because to us, it's very important to understand their situation so that we can really accurately assess what value can we provide to you and be very, you know, upfront about that at the beginning, knowing how much value can they really get out of investing with us. Because if there isn't that much, you know, we want to be very honest with them and say, hey, you know what, in this situation, you may be okay doing it the way you are, but the vast majority of times, that's not the answer.
What's the low-hanging fruit? Like you said, you know, like what's the thing that when you go in, The biggest response out of the way is like, oh my gosh, that just got so much easier.
Yeah.
What is that low hanging fruit?
So it's usually around the invoice, how many invoices they're processing, and how many different rooftops they have, and what do they have visibility into where they stand at any given point in time? Because when it's a manual process, they usually don't. And so being able to give them that kind of insight into where they stand across the entire dealership at any given point is one of the key things. And then also how long it takes them to actually process their invoices.
Yeah, moving through. Yeah,
keep them moving through.
Print, yep. The signature, yep. Whatever it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah,
I have a question, and this is a little bit off topic on that, but mm-hmm. You've only been here as the CMO for a few months now.
Yeah, 3 months. Right? Yep.
What solidified your decision to say, hey, this is the company that I want to help lead mm-hmm. in, and with auto being your biggest vertical, like, what's the why for you? Why is this important to you?
Well, for me, it was, I honestly didn't know Hughes when I was first contacted. But you brought up a point earlier on in the interview that that Hughes has been around for a while, but you hadn't heard of us, right?
Yeah.
And when I got to know the company and the value that we bring to dealerships, the fact that people don't know about it, as a marketer, what you want to find is a company that has a strong product, a strong culture, is really helping their customers, but they don't have the visibility in the market that they should.
Yeah.
As a CMO, that's what you're looking for, because you're going to be working with people that you like and you respect, customers that you can deliver value to. And it's about getting that message out. And
sharing a story. Every marketer wants to share a good story, right?
Yeah. And that's really exciting for me as a marketer.
That's cool.
But you always have to look at the company and the product and make sure that you believe in what you're marketing.
Yes.
Because I never want to be in that position where I'm marketing something that I don't truly believe is going to benefit the people that are buying it.
Yeah, you die inside.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No marketer with integrity can do that.
No, exactly.
So,
exactly.
What did you have any interaction with the auto industry prior to this?
I did not. So I'm
that's great.
I'm drinking through the fire hose.
Oh, right? I'm here at ADA.
Okay, so it's now like, we have some questions. What has been your car buying experience prior to coming to use? Like, you obviously had to buy cars mm-hmm. prior to that. So how did you buy cars? What was your method?
So there's two ways. One, I buy some, at least some.
Yep.
And I, you know, I go through the process and I do the research on the type of car I want to buy, what the current pricing is on that. I go into the chats to find out how people are negotiating, what's negotiable and what's not.
Like chats, you mean like on Reddit?
Yeah.
Things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yep. Yeah.
I know. That's the deep dive right there.
I think
there.
There's a lot of people in auto that don't recognize how deep Reddit is in the research phase.
Reddit
of
is an
buying.
Incredible influencer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's much more
Reddit,
influential.
Twitter, things like that.
Yeah. You see YouTube reviews and, I mean, YouTube with Google reviews, and that's like a level. But once you get into the Reddit threads, there's like a credibility level that goes through the roof. So you spend some time in the Reddit threads.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what do you drive now?
I drive a Audi S5.
Okay. Nice.
And a 92 Jeep Wrangler.
That's a great combination.
There you go. There you go.
That's a great combination.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. It really depends on my mood that, you know, that day, which one I'm going
to
drive.
Well, Dave, welcome to the auto industry. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're sharing the story of use, and thanks for giving us a little time and sharing it with us.
Thank you both. Enjoyed it.